Nimes didn't have, so it was normal. But today there is a Shina Teva, so it's strange. This is how the Gemara explains. All right. V'chinim shiso toyaro, v'itzuroso gilobo, treif. In other words, you see, the rose like rose is peculiar. It's peculiar. It's more circular. It's not like the other lobes. The other lobes are not circular. But the rose like lobe, I mean, I shouldn't, maybe it's not exactly circular. It's egg-like shape, the rose like lobe. So in other words, suppose it will be here, but it will have this sword. In other words, here in the center, it will have this sword, or this sword. So then it will also be trade. It will also be trade. V'chei im nimtzu. Now, im nimtzu beis vodetz, v'yeish lehem shere shechot, ki u ve'etzba. In other words, that suppose the behemoth has two rows like robes, but they both have one common root. And the one common root is over a distance of the width of the etzba. In other words, they both come out from the same common root that has the size of uve etzba. So then, afal pishi yesh b'sedek, even though there is a cleft between the two, but since they stem, they emanate from one common root, that has the size of uve etzba, so then it's considered like one lobe. So mele it's not reif, it's kshel. V'imechad hofuch, v'asheni in hofuch. In other words, suppose two lobes coming out from one sheirish. So one lobe is turned over, and the other lobe is turned over. It's not the normal. It doesn't have the normal shape. And the Asheni, the second one, has the normal shape, in Hofuch, is not turned over. Hilchin achar ayesag deil, v'im hi eino hafucho, and if the bigger one is not turned over, so mele that means that it really has the normal lobe, because the bigger one is not turned over. It has the natural appearance. It has a natural appearance. But then there is another one. So in view of the fact that the other one comes out from the same sheresh, so it's not considered as an additional rose-like lobe, but it's considered as an extra portion. I mean that this rose-like lobe has an extra portion, and that extra portion is turned over. Now the Shach says, "V'mechod ofuch sifid veiz adu somachle di yesh lem shir shechot kolay di lo bein lem shir shechot pshite dafim shnei yemeinu mafuchim is treife." Because then, if they don't come out from one source, from one root, so then it's two lobes. Hilchin. So hilchin achayisak deilo. So in other words, and if the yisak deilo is natural, is normal, it's not turned over, so mele that means that you only have one lobe. But if the yisak deilo is turned over, so mele true, so we say that it's only one lobe. But since it's turned over, it doesn't have the natural shape, the natural appearance, so again it is straight, because it doesn't have the natural shape. Masha'inke, if the bigger one is not turned over, so it has a natural shape, so then we say the smaller one is bottled to the bigger one. It's not considered as an additional, just an excess, just a bigger portion. Avode Darko Lies Bikis. So Dr. Bowden is marvelous at this discovery, because doctors didn't know until lately that the rose-like lobe is contained in a pouch, because it's not mentioned by any of the doctors in the medieval ages and even the modern times. This fact that the rose-like lobe is contained in a receptacle, in a pouch. So the Rambam says the source of it is the kolbe. Havode darko li is bikis, that normally the rose-like lobe is contained in a receptacle, in a pouch. V'im lo nimtzo lekuyis, suppose we have the rose-like lobe. We have the rose-like lobe, but it's not contained in a pouch, in a receptacle. Oy sheyesh lo shnei kisim. Suppose it has two pouches, two receptacles. Oy sheyesh lo kis ve'yunachas b'seichel. So in other words, suppose it has a receptacle, but the normal thing is that it is usually the rose-like lobe is usually stored in the receptacle, in the pouch. But suppose it has a receptacle, but it's out of the receptacle all the time. And even when you try to put it in, so it pushes out by itself. But even if it has a pouch but the rose-like lobe is not contained in the pouch, and even when you push it in, it every time you inflate the lung, so it comes out. So that means that it is that the tzure of the rose-like lobe is not a natural tzure, because the natural tzure of a rose-like lobe is that it should always be contained in a receptacle, so if it happens to be out of the receptacle, but you can push it in and it will not push out by itself every time you inflate along, so then it's not considered to be aberrational. Mashein keili, it always pushes out of the receptacle. And even when you push it in, it pushes it out. So mamela, that means that it does not have the normal tzure, the natural tzure. And if it doesn't have the normal tzure, so it's trade. V'chein imshim sotei alav itzor oso hol gilobo, trade. V'chol eilu adin imkei, einon elo bimkei meis, shenei agin lehatriv, b'shtei vodis. So all these dinim, so is only shayach. I mean, this din that if it has two rose-like lobes, so then it depends if they emanate from one sheresh, from one root that is kiwi be'etzba, so then it's kosher. But if it emanates from two different roots, they emanate from two different roots, it's not kosher. That's only true according to the shite of Arav al Beglunim, that he says that it's treif if the minig is like the shit of a rabba balloon. The holy ladin el bim came is an eagle hat to be stay for this, or in for the cloud. Abo bim came is a machshirim gam koli lachilukim im shir. But according to the shit of the gaini, you see, there are more, you see, the Ramor here does not paskin lichumre under all circumstances. You see, the Ramor says, "Uvidine seilu no avol hatri, beinim nimtzu beiz vodeis oim chaseu oim shishim somikim." So, in other words, "Uvidine seilu," it's in Poland. So the minhag is to be matrif like the shita of a rav al Babiloni. So he says, "V'ochenoyik ki yesh rabuse seilu kei ve'ilishanis aminim." So it's not that he paskens completely like the Harav Avodune. He says, since there is such a shite, even though most Rishenim do not agree with the shite, because most Rishenim agree with the shite again. But since there is such a shita, there is a shita of Harav Avodune, so if in any place there is a minig like that, like Harav Avodune, so we shouldn't be mishan. Masha'im came, if in a certain place the minig is like the shita again, then we don't have to be mach. That's why the Ramo says, because most Rishenim don't agree with the Shita of Harav Avodune. Alright, v'im choser, miktsas min avodah, yes.
According to Rashi's Shita,
So whatever is mentioned in connection with the Yeser, whatever is mentioned in connection according to Rabbi Ephraim, so that Gemara has reference to a Yeser. So Mele, we couldn't say all these distinctions. We couldn't apply all these differences. Whether we couldn't say that it's only kosher if they emanate from one root. Because according to Rabbi Ephraim, even if they emanate from two separate roots, it's still kosher because that's the Gemara is. Well, if in other words, according to Rabbi Ephraim, if it will not exist there at all, if it doesn't exist there at all, so then it will be treif. Or if there is just one rose-like lobe, and that single rose-like lobe has a different shape, then according to Rabbi Ephraim, it will be awesome.
You see? According to the Goni, any type of shingling.
What is that?
According to the Goni,
Any type of shino, it'll be kosher, that's sure. Suppose there is, now the Ramo says, Bimdini Seiru, Neyagim like a Rav Al Galun. But suppose, so what is it, according to Rav Al Galuni, so today, that it's the Shana Ateva, so if the rose like lobe doesn't appear in the Behemoth, doesn't exist in the Behemoth, it's right. But suppose it does appear, but it's smaller than it usually is. It's smaller. I mean, it is usually that kind of size. Suppose it's half that size. Is it kshayr or not? So, im choser miktsas min avode, yesh livdeik, beyunei soy beumo mitzatzme, im nimtzoach ticho chaseiro, yeshem rim di kosher. So there is a shite that if, let's say, the rose-like lobe exists, but it's much smaller, so then we have to be beidik the unei spitzatz meil tzvor machelim sagilim im nimtze zachti chochasei o yeishemrim. The kosher, so in other words, let's say, suppose you have the rose-like lobe, but it's half of that rose-like lobe is missing here, but then that half that is missing, you find it in this lobe, so it's also kosher. In other words, even though it's a loibim keimo, so it's kosher. Kikein, why is it kosher? Kikein nimtzo lipomim b'gdoyim u'etloyim. In other words, in certain gdoyim and loyim, you find that part of the rose-like lobe is adjoins one of the other lobes. So in Meila, it's not considered as an aberration. וכן עם השכשיר, אם יש לו תיאר ורד בשרש שלו, כי הוא ויצבע, אבל פי שאין לו תיאר ורד בראשון. So in other words, even if there is even if it doesn't have the shape of the rose, it's not rose-like on the top, but at the root, it's rose-like. Why is it called an inusive vode? Because it looks like a rose. I mean, this looks like a rose. So suppose on top, it doesn't look like a rose, but at the root, it looks like a rose. So then, it's not considered aberrational, and it's kosher. Oh, but when do we say that if at the root it looks like a rose, so it's kosher only if the shape of a rose is over the size of an etzba, uvei etzba. So, aval pi she'ein lo tei avrad bereisho, rak shel itehei afuch, except if it is completely turned over, it's inverted, then it's considered aberrational. Even though at certain portions it looks like a rose. And also that it's located in the proper place. But suppose this rose-like robe would appear over here, so then it would be true. So what does it mean? In other words, because all this is only true according to the Shita of Rav al-Baglunin. But according to Shitas Hageini, so Memele, neither Choseh nor Yeseh applies to the rose like rogue, so it doesn't make any difference. So Memele seems neither Choseh nor Yeseh applies, so Shinu Atzure doesn't pass it either, doesn't matter it either. So he says, in other words, since Rabbi Machshirim Cholinyen, Yesh Lehokel. So why is Yesh Lehokel? Because according to the Shitas Hageini, it's Kshero B'Cholev. He said, in other words, so he explains why is he so making in the case, let's say, when it's Choser, when part of the rose-like rope is Choser in its place, but it exists together with another rope. Why is it so? Because there are some who are matter, but it's not so Muchach. The answer is, according to the Gaining, so no Chosel, no Yesa, no Shinatzurep is Matavet. But in our Mikemes, we are Machmela Yeshit Sarav al Bagluni. So Mimele, when it's not Chosel, exact Mamish Chosel, but part of the lobe is Chosel, and that is supplied by another lobe, we find it together with another lobe. So Mimele, we have to be made. Right now, Sivgim, Niteisu Aenis Biminyona, Imhoiso Hoino Aiseo Bizado Aenis. Im Niteisu Aenis Biminyona, Imhoiso, suppose you have an additional. So, in Siv Beis, the Mechaber and Ramo discuss the rose like lobe. Rose like lobe has a peculiar status. But now the Mechaber is discussing regular lobes. Suppose you have more than is natural. Now you have three lobes on the right and two lobes on the left. Suppose you have four lobes on the right. Or you have three lobes on the left. It takes for any reason. Im o iso eino ha yisei o bitzad einis. O im lifnei o reo. Shi ilu masalei muteres. Mutaris. So in other words, so we have two gemoris. One gemori is less ilchase kavose omale. So when the shea appeared before Mirema and Ravache was sitting at the door. So and when this person, the inquirer, so told Ravache that Merima was machshir. I mean, so he says, zin emeliman. So now, so So he said to him, so Merima said to the inquirer, so he said, tell him, remind Yosef Abobe, tell Ravach, in other words, not as he thought, that the halacha is like Rovi, that any additional load in any position is matriv. No, the halacha is not like Rovi. So this is what Merima told this person, he should tell it to Ravach. So one halacha is that's one gemara, that if it is situated in the line of the rows of the unes, so it's kshel. But bene bene it's treif. So then bene bene is treif. But then we have the other gemara. V'hanu mila migavoi, avo agabo afilu k'tal v'da'as treif. So the Mechaber says, now that is the Shittas Rambam. They mention the Shittas Rambam. In other words, both are true. Both are true, and they apply to all unes. So he says, "Niteis vohenis b'miyono imhoi so una isei obitzareinis." The tzareinis. So that's the first gemara. That bidor the une. So v'ane mila the kaim bidor the une in the line of the rows. So what does it mean bitzareinis? What does it mean? It means, suppose you have an additional load. You'll have an additional lobe over here. Bitzareinis. You have an additional lobe over here. Or between the uno atachteino and the uno emtsois, you'll have it. In the line, in the same row. So that's kshel. But then, oim lifnei oreye, even if it's not in the line of the rows, but it's not situated towards the ribs, but towards the chest. Even though it will be located here, it will adjoin the other end of the lobe, but towards the chest, not towards the ribs. So it's also kshel, because that's the other gemara. V'hanem mile migavoy, in front. Aval agabe afilu kitar fedosi. So this is what machades the Rambam shiti. Oyim lifnei oreye, shilum asaleib muteres, v'imoyis al gabo, shilum asatzlois, harei zotreif. V'hu, shetie ki ole shel hodes, acha shenefru. Aval impochet mizekshel. Now the Ramban mentions one lotion that it's lavdavke. The size of a myrtle leaf, but we paskin, and the Ramban himself agrees with Rashi that it's dafke. I mean, but if the additional lobe is less than the size of a myrtle leaf, so it's not like it. All right. V'yesh machmiri le'eseya kol yiseres she'ino b'dor adun. So then he says, but there are the Arishani who answer every additional row that is not in the, it's not situated in the line, in the row of the lobes. So in other words, so when is it Ksheo? Only when it's Bidor Adune. Only when it's Bidor Adune. In other words, here you have one lobe, another lobe, a third lobe. So suppose right here, you will have another lobe. But suppose it's not situated here. It's situated here, not in the same line, in the same row of the lobes, even though it's Luma Salev, so it's Trey. So that's the Shita of the Baloito. I mean, the Baloito also mentions that Shita. Because of Balayito de Machshavino, Elokisheim made Mamesh beside our unis. Avali mi bene u bene. Shaloi kisei there, kidere havro de treife. Bain be mean, bain be smell. Avla Rambam kosav, kolmokim shuk lapi pni moreye, eina tez vesei seya. Elo mi yei ke yei begabe. Via adeni ovi orozal, hiskim nisvoras Balayito. Shekosa, she nimtze is avrode bitzatzmeil, is treif. It has to be in the Seder, in the Seder, in the row of the lotus. V'yesh machmir lesa kol yiseres she'einon now look at the crow. Ostesvo, v'yesh machmiri lesa kol yiseres she'einon bidor adune. So it's the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Smak, and Vitur b'shem Yitur. Veit poski. Veit poski. Not like the Shiles Rambam. So the Kor says in Eistesvo, Kimei shekosef shom avol bein lebeinim. V'likoma v'lo yi da'u bein lebeinim. Alme d'lo yihoda bein misvo ha'reshenu. V'yihodi koma v'hane mila migavoye. L'yirotze laharich u'lichalik b'gavoye atzmo. So in other words, that when the Gemara, you see, the first, the shita of the Mechaber is that we accept both Gemaras, the first Gemara and the second Gemara. But then, the shita of the Ramo, the Yesh Machmirin is that since the Gemara says v'hanim mile b'gavoy. That in view of the fact that the previous Gemara, the Gemara says, "V'hanim mila dikayme b'dorah diune," avol beine beine loy. What it mean beine beine? Not in this, in the row of loaves. So it means ibn migavoye only when it is in the line of the row of in the row of the loaves. Otherwise, not. So when the Gemara says. When the Gemara says "V'hanim mila migavoye," so it doesn't mean "V'hanim mila migavoye," so no matter how it is located, the Gemara could have said "V'hanim mila migavoye," v'hu dikayme bidor adune. But the Gemara doesn't say it. But this is what the Gemara means. And when the Gemara just says "Avol agabo," so in other words, agabo, so it's always nash bidor adune. So if the additional load is rooted, is located towards the ribs, so then it's always not with Doradoni. So in other words, so that's what the Gemara means. V'hanim mila migavoye. So then it can be with Doradoni. If it is with Doradoni, avol agabo. So it's always shaloi b'Doradoni. So it's always straight. But migavoye, it can be kosher if it is migavoye. This is how he explained. Now, then, v'chei neyagi miktsas mikeimis le'esa yiseires afilo mikama, even if it's in front toward the chest, ve'michalki ve'mikame ve'migabe eloyim imedes bidore diune. Now the Hashulchan says, the Hashulchan is too much marich, in explaining this Ramo. But there is one point, that is certainly true, as the Hashulchan says, that the Ramo here mentions two separate shittes. First, he mentions the shita v'yesh machmirin le'aseya kol yisera she'ino b'dor adune. That's one shita. So according to the yesh machmirin, so when is an additional load? She'iro, only if it is located, it is situated in the row of lobes. But if it is not situated in the row of lobes, even though it's located towards the chest, so it's straight. It has to be b'dor adune. That's one shita. So, according to that shite, if it's not midor adune, so it's always straight. But then he mentions another shite. V'chein neyagim b'miktsas mikeimis le'esa yiseires afilo mikamo ve'imichalkin b'imikamo b'imigabo eli medes midor adune uchshenei v'chinei so neiteli kamo kosher v'neiteli gabo treiv. That shite says. The Chite says that it all depends. The depends. In other words, sometimes you can have an additional lobe that is situated in the row in the row of lobes. But when you inflate it and it becomes larger, when it becomes blown up, when the lobe becomes blown up, then it turns. So a substantial portion of it will turn towards the ribs. And sometimes the additional lobe that is situated in the row of lobes, so it will always remain. It will always occupy space in the front part, in towards the chest area, not in the ribs area. So that's another shita, you see. That's another shita. Because v'chein neyagim b'miksas mekeimeis v'yesh machmirin le'esei kol yisar eshein o bidor edune. So according to the first lotion, so when is a tosea? When is a treif? If the additional lobe is rooted, not bidor edune, but if it is rooted, if it is placed bidor edune, even though when you inflate it, so the bulk of it will occupy space in Ligabo, towards the back part, so it's still chayor. As long as it is stationed, it is rooted in the row of lobes. But then the second lotion says, V'chein neyagim b'miktsas mekeimeis, le'eser yiseires afilo mikamo, v'imichalkim b'mikamo b'migabo, elo yimedes b'dor edune, uchshenei pchinei iso, neita likamo kosher, v'im neita ligabo treifo marim. Ubis Yosef, Bishayim. Michaskein, I suppose it is. I don't know what it is. What kind of a Rosh Tevis it is. So, according to that Chite, the Mariv, he explains, according to him, so the two Gemores say two different things. The first Gemore that says, V'hanu mila dikayim bidor edune, tells us that when is an additional lobe kosher, only if it is rooted and it is placed in the row of lobes. Then there is another Gemara. Even if it is rooted, so if a certain additional lobe is rooted, not in the row of lobes, then it's certainly treif. It's certainly treif. But then the other Gemara tells us that even if the lobe is placed and rooted in the row of lobes, but if upon inflating it, so then it will turn into occupy space towards the back, so it's treif. But if, so in other words, there are two prerequisites. This is even a bigger chumre. The second lotion, the Ramo, is even a bigger chumre than the first lotion. Because according to the first lotion, so which kind of an additional lobe will be matriv if it is not stationed, if it is not rooted in the row of rows. But if it is rooted, even though when you inflate that additional lobe, so it will be blown up and occupy space. And the major portion of it, of the blown up lobe, will occupy space bigabor. So it's also kosher. As long as it is stationed, it is located and it is rooted in the row of rows. In the row of rows. That's according to the first lotion. According to the second lotion, there are two prerequisites. Number one, that the additional lobe should be rooted in the row of rows, in the row of lobes, in the line of lobes, together with the others. And then there is another prerequisite, that it should not turn towards the back as a result of inflating it. Suppose it stands, it's located in the line of lobes, but when you inflate it, so the back part becomes blown up towards the back, towards the ribs, it's also clean. So that's why he was Mishal Losh. First he says, but he doesn't say that that's our minig. Our minig is a chumre as against the sheet of the psak of the mechaber, but it's not so much a chumre as the first lashon of the yesh machmirah. V'chein neyagim b'mikses mikemis le'esa yisares afilo mikamo ve'ei mechalkim b'mikamo b'migabo elo yimedet b'dor adune. That's the first gemara. So it's, the first gemara tells us where it has to be placed, and the second gemara tells us how it is native. In other words, only a lobe, even if the lobe is, and the additional lobe is situated in the line of the lobes, of all the other lobes. But an additional one is located there. But if, when you blow it, so it blows, it becomes, it starts occupying space with a ball, so it's also there. וכשנית פריני סו, נית לי כמו כושר, ונית לי גבו טרי, ובמדינס אלו, המינג להכשיר, ייסרס מכמו, ואין לי שרס המינג. So in other words, so then he says, that במדינס אלו, the minig is to be machshir, in other words, like the psak of the Ramo, of the Mechaber. In other words, he mentions three different shittas. First, he mentions a shite that kol yisera sheino bidor adune is straight. But if it is bidor adune, even though it is native to the ribs, but as a result of being inflated, so it's kosher. Then he mentions another shite that is in a bigger chumra, that even if it stands, it is located in the line of lobes, but when you anifeach it, when you blow it, so it is nete ligabo towards the ribs, so then it is straight. And then he says, but now midines we are metal all the way. In other words, and we do it according to the shita of the Rambam, I mean the psak of the Mecham. Uvimdines eilu haminek lahachshia yiseres mikamo vein lishanes amin. In our places, because the minig is like a mechaber. So, in other words, how does the Ramo pasken? The mechaber paskens like the Rambam. The Ramo mentions three different chittas, but he says in our mikemes, the minig is to be machshir yiseres mikamo, the way that according to the shita of the Rambam. Nimtzeis eino yiseiro b'seif shipulei umo kshero. Dize mikre bidor adun. In other words, suppose now bidor edune would mean if it's in the line of the lobes. But suppose now here you have three lobes, 1, 2, 3, and here you have the woman. Here you have the woman. Suppose the ume yiseiro would join here, the woman. At the bottom of the ume, of the madalon, so it's also kshero. That's also considered in the line of the lobes. Now, according to Shita of Rashi, Rashi Shita is that lobes and unes and umes is hainach, it's just a matter of semantics. I mean, we apply a different term, but it's hainach. So actually, when we say five lobes and two umes, it really means seven lobes. So it certainly follows that it's considered to be in line of the lobes, because there is no essential difference between a lobe and a numen, between a lobe and the madalong. There is no essential difference. So I mean, it's arbitrary. We call this une and we call this umen, according to Rashi. So it certainly follows. But this thing could be true even according to the Shemim, who are chilik and Rashi, and who say that there is a difference between a nune and a numen, and a nune and a numen. But as far as the treife of Yisaris is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Yisaris, the additional lobe, is situated here, right at the end of all the lobes, or it is situated at the bottom of the Udi. Uneshoyimin asmucholi gargeres, bimeitzer achose, it's a tzava mamesh, hatachteino, sheyelieno, hasmucholi tzavo. Im himzu al gabo kitar for the osek sheir, mipnei shechein darko lipotze. Vidavke yimonis. Now, here, uno shel yimin, that number five, that's called the una hamispatzales, and that is this una hamispatzales. Why is it called una hamispatzales? Because that's the characteristic of this une, of this lobe, and this is smucholi gageres. Be meitzer achose. You see, it's atal mamesh. You see how it comes, how it's situated. So, if in this uno shel yimin hasmucho ligageres be meitzer achose, it's atal mamesh. Hatachteino sheyelieno hasmucho lebat latavo im yimtzo al gabo kitar fedeok kinto osechem. So, if you find a small additional lobe al gabo it's kshel. Why? Because that's not aberrational. That's normal. Because Shindagoli Patil, as a matter of fact, it is called Unam Spatzalis. So it's the nature of this lobe to branch out. So mele, so in the average behemoth, so certain things it branches out in certain ways, but if in a certain behemoth you have another pitzel, so it doesn't matter, since the whole shape of that une is to branch out. So even if it's in a certain behemoth, this une has one more pitzel, so you couldn't call it aberration. Mashem came with dafke yimonis, but not the smallest, because this une, the une alieno, the smallest, so that is not darkolis pitzel. So maybe if we find the pitzel, so it's an aberration, so it's straight. V'yesh misheime didavke lemailo mechetzio, avo limato mechetzio treifo. Only if that additional little lobe that branches out is only on the upper half, but on the bottom half not. Why? Because why isn't it treif? Because it's natural to be mispatzel. So it's natural to be mispatzel in the upper half, but not in the lower half. Hodim achshirino yiseres bidore deune mikol mokim biinon shelo yiu yiserenis bismeil biimin ki gen sheyiu dalet bismeil veigimu biimin. Suppose now, if you have an additional lobe, so then, and bidore deune in the line of the lobes, but an additional lobe, so then it's kshero according to everybody. So that is only if l'chol apoches there is no more lobes as a result of the additional lobe. There aren't any more lobes on the left as on the right. But suppose now, what is natural? Natural would be that the behemoth should have three lobes on the right and two lobes on the left. So if there is just one more additional lobe on the left, so then it has the same number of lobes. So this behemoth has the same number of lobes on the left as on the right, then it's kshel. But suppose it will have two additional lobes on the left. Memele, the net result will be that the right has three and the left has four. So if the left side will have more than the right side, then even though the two additional ones on the left are both situated in the ואם תסכו לו בדור הדיון לקושר. Suppose it is shove b'shove. In other words, let's say, the left lung has normally two of this, and the right has three. And the right has three. Suppose there are two additional lobes. So one additional lobe is on the right side, in the line of the lobes, and two additional lobes are on the left side, in the line of the lobes. So then the result is that both sides you have four and four. You have four and four on each side. So then it's shape. Kosher. V'nire b'una achas. I suppose I mean that these Rishenim, I mean, even Dr. Bowden admits, I mean, that these Rishenim were great experts in the anatomy of behemoths. And so what is aberrational, what is not aberrational. So I suppose that they observed that, in other words, that if there is an additional lobe and it's not, and one side does not have more than the other, so then it's normal. It's a usual abnormality, but it's not aberrational. But if, I mean, to have two extra lobes on the left side, so that the left side would have more lobes than the right side, that was very unusual. So that was aberrational. So, I mean, they just took notice of the facts. What kind of an abnormality is frequent? Some melee, it's not reife. And what kind of an abnormality is very infrequent? So that is reife. V'imnire biuna achas k'min sedek mitztarif lahachshi avoloi lehatrif deinchei shishin bizdokim lehatrif. In other words, suppose there is a one une. Let's say normally you have three unes on the right, two unes on the left. Suppose on the left side, in the line of the unes, you have an additional big lobe. So it means you have three and three. So it should be kosher if it's in the line of the lobes. But there is a problem. This additional, while you have just one additional lobe on the left side, but in the middle of that lobe, you have a cleft. You have a cleft that demarcates the limits of one as against the other. So we say that im nire buna achas ki min sedek, so it's mistarev lehachshir. So it's mistarev lehachshir. So that the sedek can be taken advantage of to be machshir behine, but not to be matriv. Dein chei shishin bizlokim matriv. So in other words, if you have on the right side the normal number of lobes, three, and then on the right side you have the two normal ones, and then you have an additional one. So even though that additional one has a cleft in the middle, so then we do not say, since it has a cleft in the middle, so then it should be considered like two additional ones. So then it would mean you'll have four on the left, and only three on the right, and it should be three. We don't say that, but we do consider the cleft lehachshia is constituting, you know, a border between two lobes separating one from the other, if this is necessary lehachshir. Now let's say, suppose you have on the right side there is an additional lobe. So that means on the right side there is an additional lobe, And so that is an additional hope. So that means three. And that additional hope has a cleft. And suppose on the left side, you have three additional hopes. So then it would be cheap. Because since you have three additional lobes on the left side. So altogether with the two natural lobes, so it's five. And then here on the right side, so you have three natural lobes and then one big lobe with a cleft in the middle. So if you are going to recognize it lahakshia, so that means the cleft will constitute two additional lobes. So you'll have three and two. So five on the right side. And you have five on the left side. So it's kshev. Yes.
Is the Dharma only by an ona yoteret or by any ona? I mean, is the Dharma here, is that by any ona or is that only by yoteret?
No. It's not only. In other words, in chishishim bitzdokim, we do not recognize a cleft as constituting, as separating, as earmarking one lobe from the other, as a result of that, the behemoth will become tree. So whether it's a connection with Yisaris or a connection with Chaseiro, in other words, a cleft is recognized as constituting a separation of one lobe from the other only lehachshia, but not lehat. The Hashem is docking the heart. Kach was possible. Uno shen is patzle. If it branches out, v'yeish lo sheir shechot ku v'yetzba, eim nechshev es alachas. In other words, if it has one common root over the size of the width of a finger, so it's considered like one une, even though it branches out. As long as it has a common root over a new v'yetzba. ובמקרה יסרס אלוהים יש לו צור אסונה אבל אם נמצא על גבי הוריה מוקים גובי הרוחב למטו ויוב למעלו שאין אחד בראשי ניקרו גפשושיס. Now, you see, in order to be considered יסרס, it must have the shape of a lobe. Now, there are certain peculiar features of every lobe. Every lobe has on top, is pointed, you see. It has a pointed top, every lobe. It's chad bereishit. So this is an essential feature of the lobe. So memele. So when can it become tri from the basis of kol yesak and notel dome if it has the shape of the lobe? But suppose sometimes on top of a lobe, you find an elevation and it's rochev l'mato v'ov l'malo. And it's not pointed on top. So in other words, it has the appearance of an elevation on top of a lobe, an elevation. So that's not considered as an additional lobe. It's only an elevation on top of a lobe. So it's not matter. V'nikro gafshushis. So that's a mound, an elevation. Ukshev. V'cheini nimtso. Uno al gabi orei. Suppose you find on the madalong, you find a nune, a lobe, vikumetachtel, and there is a concavity beneath it. So when you blow up the long, so this une that is on top of the madalong falls into the concavity, into the depression. And it falls into the depression and becomes flush with the rest of the lung. In other words, the appearance is of significance. Even though it really has on this mother lung, or this mother lung. So you have another one, but since there is a concavity beneath it, and whenever you blow the lung, so this lobe falls into the depression and it becomes even, flush, with the matter long, so then, so if Imane Sayin, it doesn't look like an additional oath. Even though it does appear like an additional oath whenever you don't blow the long. The answer is because true, lachashkite, so the normal position of a long is not to be inflated. You have to inflate it, so it requires human intervention in order to be inflated. But if you let nature take its course, so then it's not inflated lachashkite. This is lachashkite. But kedem shkite, so as the behavior lives and breathes, so all the time it's being inflated. So memele, the criterion is not the appearance when it's not inflated, but its appearance, its shape, when it is inflated. So even though lachashkite, so it always looks like an additional lobe, but since there is a concavity beneath it, and every time you inflate along, So this addition, so-called additional lobe, this so-called additional lobe falls into the depression and it becomes flush with the mother lung. So that means that b'chaya habeimo, you couldn't even see an additional lobe. You couldn't even see an additional lobe. In other words, if somebody would look as the behemo is living, if someone through an X-ray would look at lung, and it's always inflated, unless the behemoth was sick. But if the behemoth was not sick, so the lung is always inflated as it moves around and as it is active. So the melee, so if someone were to look through an X-ray, at the lung, b'chaya beino, so would he see this additional lobe? No, unless he'll be able to see through the X-ray the lobe as it is lying in the depression, but he will not see it on the body alone. He'll see it in the depression. So Mimela, that means that its appearance was not an appearance of an additional lobe. Alright. FRP. So Ukshanevri Noreye Koluna Nifelan Sihaguma. So it falls into depression. Vishon Mishore and becomes flush and even with the rest of the lung. Aval pi shenichnes es techagumo. Elo kivshanich maya binachas oleo. Kshiro. Dein ze yiseres. Elo pitzel. So then it's called a pitzel. A split off portion. Pitzel ore. Umacha sheyesh li gumo tachtov lenu abe. Ein yo osid li isparik. Kisho yiseres. Ukshe. Ein yo osid li isparik. Kisho yiseres. Ukshiro. I mean, why does he explain it on that basis? Because after all, he couldn't explain it simply. It's true, I mean, that since b'chaya habeimo, it's always inflated. So Mimele, he doesn't have the tzure of an additional lobe. But after all, the important thing is not tzure. The important thing is whether it's a major organic defect or a minor organic defect. So why should this be of importance, the fact that he doesn't have the tzure of an additional lobe, so he doesn't have a tzure of an additional lobe. But it could be a major organic defect anyway. So he says, Ramon, no. See, he says it is not a major organic defect, because since it is only a pitzlore, so mimele, it's a osidli sparik kisho yiseres. So the reason as to why Yiseres, the reason as to why a Yiseres is strainful is because it's ossidly spark. But this is not ossidly spark. Ukshel, divrei atzmi. Ve'in lahachsha pitzul koze rak migabo. The hapitzul munach al hagumen. So when is this? This is called the pitzulareye. When is this split off portion of the lung, which is not considered alpidin as an additional lobe of the lung? So when is it kosher? Only if it is migabo, the apitzul munach lagume. So the avol mikamo, if this split off portion is in front towards the chest, hapitzel nefilimato, visefili sparik utreif. Now let's see what the Shach says. Siflamedzai, avol mikamo hapitzel, hapitzel ne. Siflamedzai in the Shach. Vilidome li yiseres mikamo di kosher. So here's the kach. In other words, here the Rabbo distinguishes between a real Yisaris, an additional hope, or something that is only a pitzu of a Reyeh, a split of portion of the Reyeh, not an additional hope. So in other words, so a split of, so a Yisaris, now what is Mochum? An additional hope is Mochum than a pitzu Reyeh. Because a yiseres, an additional lobe, is matriv de beine. A pitzel, a split of portion of the reye, is not matriv de beine. So yiseres is more homo. A yiseres is more homo than a split of portion. So how is it that Ramos says veil hachsha pitzel koze rak migabo. Da pitzul munach lagume, avol mikamo, ha pitzul nefili mato, viseifili sparik utreifo. So it's an ilum hofuch here, because what's the aloche in regard? What is mochomo? A yiseres, what is more likely to be matriv ebeimo? A real additional hope or a split of portion? An extra split of portion. Of course, a real additional hope is more likely to be matriv ebeimo than a pizza. Now, we see that a real, an additional hope, migabo, towards the ribs, if the additional hope. If a real additional lobe is located, bigabo, towards the ribs, then it is matri the baby. But a split of portion, if it's bigabo, is not matri. So now, but if the split of portion is mikamo, in the chest area, so if you had a real additional lobe located, mikamo, it would be kshero. So if a real additional lobe mikamo is kshero, how can a split of portion mikamo betray? So it's yitzive giyure biare giyure b'shmishmaye. So it's just the opposite. So it's an ilam hofuch. I mean, because we see that an additional lobe is more likely to be matriv the behemo than a pizza. We see that an additional lobe, bigabo, is matriv, according to everybody, near the ribs. If you have an additional lobe located in the rib area, so then, according to all the shenim, it's matriv. But a pizza, if you have a split of portion in the towards the ribs, then it's not matri. So how can we say that a split of portion? So it's reverse logic. So how can we say that a split of portion that is much less serious than an additional hope? So mikamo, it would be matri. When an additional lobe, which is much more serious, is kshel. That's the kash. So he says, we don't really say res mikamo di kosher. The awesome, now comes the terrence. The awesome, we say res uno hu, vilo nispatzel migufareye, vilo chozok, avo pizzo she nispatzel migufareye, she yeshgume tachto, uch she hefri noreye, ha pizzo nefri ligume, im kei nire, שאם כן נראה שנספצל מגופריה ואין חוזוק וספר להספרת. It's not perverted logic, because Because if you have an additional lobe in the front area, in the front, so that is very strong. So when you have an addition, an extra lobe located, see, rooted in the front, in the chest area, so then it's not destined to be detached. So why? So it's not rave? So there will never be any naked. It's not destined to have a naked. Masha'in Cain, if you have a split of portion of the lung located in the front, so that is not so strong. If it's not so strong, so it's destined to become detached. And once it becomes detached, a naked will be formed in the lungs. So that's why it's rave right now.
That's probably the Maram in Lublin. Because the Arav Meire, Bimokim de Isrim Yiseres Mikamo, that the Ramo has reference to those places where we are Machmir, that the Yiseres, in other words, like the Yesh Machmirin, those who are Machmir, like the Shita of the Balito, who do not pass according to the Rambam Shita, and who say that even a Yiseres Mikamo, if it's not Bidore Deune, so it's straight. So then we can understand as why a split of Bosch and the long Mikamo is also straight. But according to Maram Leblin, this din would not be true according to those who pass like the Rambam, that an additional lobe, Mikamo, is kshel. And Ramo says it not in connection with those, with his midines, his place, where the minig is to be marshal Yiseres Mikamo, like the Rambam. But the Rambam mentions that vis-a-vis those who are neik to aser, like the shita of the Balito. But in Echname, according to the shita of the Rambam, that the Yiseres Mikamo is ksheiro, an additional lobe, so a split of portion of the lung could not be more homo than an additional. We look at Maram because of the Rav Meir Mokim Deisu Yisagas Mekamo. V'chein Neyagin Lehachshir V'chein Den Dashach says V'chein Neyagin Lehachshir Yisagas Mekamo U'lehatrif Pitzol Mekamo V'hayne Mitayne De Parishis. Now Yeshem, the Nimzo Yiseres, Neget Chritz Avrode, Dineik Moi Pitzel Bigum. If the additional lobe was found near the depression of the Vrode, so then Dineik Moi Pitzel Bigum. So that's not considered as an additional lobe, and that's considered like a split of Porsche. ואין מסמך הזה רק משעשת חק ויהפסת מרוב. Now, why is it that the Maram applied the Ramos Din only to those places where we are machmir and we are matriv and a lobe mikamo. Masha'in Cain, according to those Rishenim who say that the Yiseres Mikamo is kshero, so a split of portion a pitzul certainly is kshero. I mean, doesn't the Shach give a good reason? I mean, because true that an additional lobe is more of a major organic defect than a pizza. But in this case where you have an additional lobe, so since it's very strong,
So mainly it's not sinful isparik. Bashainkin, if you have a split of portion, it's relatively weak, not strong. So the melee is safely sparik. So the melee neker will be formed. So the melee is very fight now. What is the machleket between the shach and the mara? I mean, what are the chelik? Are the chelik and the mitzies? Are the chelik and the mitzies that whether it is safely sparik or it's not safely sparik, it's not mistaber. I mean, that they are chelik and that mitzies. But I once mentioned in discussing the Rashba Shittim of Treifo Eino Chayim, the Rashba says that in the Chub. The Rashba says, first of all, the Rashba Shittim is that Treifo Eino Chayim is not a statistical fact. It's not a coincidental fact, but it's an essential fact. And furthermore, that according to the Rashba, that it is an essential fact, but not that it's an essential fact. It's an essential fact in the sense that the inner chayo per se makes it a treifo. But the inner chayo determines that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect, not a minor organic defect. That's the Rashba Shittim. And the raya that this is the Rashba Shittim is because the Rashba says that the treifo inner chayo applies only to a choser, but not to a yeser. But still, so in other words, a yeser can live a normal span of life. Still, it is treifo because there is a special halacha mentioned in Sinai of Kol Yisrael Kavod. So you raise the question against the Chuvas Rashba. If the Rashba should have been like Rashi, that in a chayu is only an accidental fact. All right, so we can understand, and it's an accidental fact. So that accidental fact applies only to Chaseiro, to Nitulo, not to Yesa. But treifo it is, because the reasons why Noto certainly Vorin. When it's not all, it's treifo, it's not because it's fatal. Because it's treifo, the halacha mishmas Sinai declared it is treifo. It happens to be fatal too. But that's only a coincidence. So, but it's treifo because it's treifo. So, the halacha mishmas Sinai says, kol yesa cannot alone. But according to Rashba, it's treifo because it is fatal. So in respect to yesa, it's not fatal. Why should it be treifo? The halacha mishmas Sinai says so. So let us deduce from the halacha mishmas Sinai that the inner chayu is not an essential fact. The answer is, it is an essential fact. But not, it's not the fatality per se makes it into a treifo. The fatality, the fact that it's fatal, determines, is the proof that it's a major organic defect. If it wouldn't be fatal, so it's like the teeth being removed. Suppose all the teeth are removed, and it all Nita lechi atachtei, so it's not a treifo. Why is that treifo? Because it's not fatal. So the fact that it's not fatal indicates that it's a minor organic defect, the removal of the lechi atachtei. So mimele, the halacha l'mishmas Sinai tells us that since a notul constitutes a major organic defect, so yeser of the same aver also constitutes a major organic defect. Now, it seems that the Ramo doesn't pass like the Chuvas Rashba. Because the Ramo here says, "Umi'achar sheyesh le'igumo tachtof lonu arbe, ili osit l'isparik, kishor yiser esuchero." So, the Ramo is not contented with explaining it, that if there is a concavity beneath it, and then whenever the lung is inflated, so this pizza falls into the depression and becomes flush with the lung. So Mimele doesn't have the tsure of yes. So Mimele it's not right because Kol Yesa cannot do this. What does it mean Kol Yesa? Kol Yesa of that either that he not is matri, so Yesa is also matri. Now, what is a notul? A notul of a lobe is matri. But a notul of a pizza is not matri. So, mimele, a yeser of a pizza is not matri either. Why couldn't the Ramo explain it on that basis? So, apparently, the Ramo holds, he doesn't pass like the shittas. He doesn't agree with the chita of the Rashba in the Chuvas. The Rashba says that kol yeser cannot dome, but it is chayo. But this chayel, apparently, according to Ramo, so kol yesa kenotul dome is because
just as a notul is in a chayo, so a yeser is in a chayo as well. A yeser is in a chayo as well. So Mimele, he couldn't content himself by explaining it on the basis of the fact that since there is a concavity, and whenever you inflate along, so that pizzo falls into the depression and becomes flush and even wheeled along. So Mimele, he doesn't have the tsure of a yeser, of an excessive aver. So Mimele, it's not trained aloch of kol yeser kinotel domi. He cannot give that explanation. According to the Rashba, if he had agreed with the Rashba, so he could simply explain it. Mipnei she'in lo itzura. Tzura vitoya. Shalune. Since every time you inflate along, so it falls into the depression and becomes flush with the lung. So he doesn't have itzura and itayar of the lung. So Mimele, we cannot apply the aloche of kol yeser kinotel domi. What does it mean? Kol yeser of a certain eiver, kinotel, that eiver. So, notel of which eiver is matri? A nune. This is not a nune. Why does he have to explain it on the basis of umacha shleish legume tacht of lenu arbe em yosik lispareg kishor yeser esuk shero? Apparently, the Ramo holds that for the same reason that a notel Nitula saying very straight. Why? Because it's in a chayo. So a yeser is also trained because it's in a chayo. So Mimele, he couldn't say, well, this is not a yeser of a nune. What difference does it make? Call it tune, call it pitzel, call it whatever you want. The question is it chayo or it's in a chayo? So the important fact is that it's chayo. So that's why he has to explain it on that basis. Because it's a in a immediately sparik, so maybe it is higher. So maybe it is higher. In osidly sparik, show yisaris. So show yisaris is straightforward because it's osidly sparik and form in eke. So maybe it's in a higher, so it's straightforward. But this pizza is not osidly sparik. So maybe it is higher. So maybe it's not higher. But if the shita of the Ramo had been like the Jewish Rashba, he wouldn't even have to resort to all that. Right. Achas meunes, she pruse mechol lehodes, achas hanefruo, havale chasero trei. All right. So the Ramban mentions one notion that it's lav davke. Kitar fedosi. Love dafke, but we pass him that it is dafke. Chaseiro achas meunes haimin avrode. Chaseiro achas meunes haimin avrode mashlemes. V'yeshem rin deine mashlemes. Now who says that if, let's say, now how many unes does the right wrong have? Normally, it has three. Suppose this middle une will be like missing. Be missing, but it has the rose-like lobe. So Mele, the rose-like lobe could take the place of this lobe that is missing. That's the Shita Sarama. V'yeishem rindeinu mashlamas. V'yochem erik. Right. Re'yeishem lo chatucha diune. Treiv. In other words, Suppose the ray does not have any cut surfaces. It does not have any incisions. Now you see here. So it has the cut surface, the incisions. So this is the earmark that demarcates the ume from the une, you see. And this une demarcates the cut surfaces, the incisors, demarcate this une from that une, and then again, the cut surfaces, the incisors, here, so demarcate this une from that une. Suppose he doesn't have, it's a big lump, a big piece, and he doesn't have any incisors that demarcate one from the other. So, reye she'im ochtichad une, treif. So, in other words, So then it's considered like a chasero. In other words, a reye must have a nume, and it must have three unes, the right ume, and the left ume, and tunes. So what demarcates and nune famenune and the nune famenune? The cut surfaces, the incisions. But if it's one big lump, one big mass, one big piece, even though it has everything, but there is no heker, no earmarks that demarcate the one nune from the other, a nune from a nune, so it's treif. So it's considered chaser. So, reye sheim lo chatuche duune treif. Vim sede ki mare hefresh b'neyem, ki shiur hole, ole hodes, bein b'inkrom, bein b'emtson, bein b'seim okshero. Now, the Torah mentioned several chittes on that. Now, the Torah says, he just says two madalons, two mes, and then there is no cut surface that demarcates from the unes. So in other words, all the unes, so the three unes on the right side are all, they look to be absorbed by the madalong of the right side, and the tunis on the left side appear to be absorbed, to be integrated with the madalong of the left side. So it's right, because then it's chaseo. But pir sherashe heichad lo imich techaun echito gomo elo ki mimare hefres nika bekshel. So in other words, so according to Rashi, as long as you have any cleft, any mare hefresh, any mare hefresh, so even a mash that demarcates the une from the une, so and then one une from the other une, so it's already kosher. But then the Rosh says, Loshnadino Virozal Kosova Rambam Nimse Shneunes Gunachas, Venuniris Gishtain Dukes, Imoyo Beneem, Moy Ole Shal Hodes, Ben Bin Komis of Sosom, Ben Bisafo, Kirishiuka Ben Shin based Dukes Mutoris, we love Trafe. So the Rambam is not as makil as Rashi. According to Rashi, so any hefresh, any cleft, so is enough. According to the Rambam, there is a certain shio. In other words, there has to be b'neim moy ole shel hotes bein b'nitchom bein b'emtzusam bein b'tzeifa. Now let's see how we pass in the Chal passages. Reye she'im ochticha duun treif v'im sede kimar hefret b'neim kishir ole hotes. So he doesn't pass like Rashi, but he passes like the Rambam. Kishir ole hotes bein b'nitchom bein b'emtzon bein b'tzeifa k'sheiro. In other words, normally, so you have the hefres over a substantial portion. But suppose you just have it, the hefres, over a small portion called the etzba. So it's shero. But if it's not, that heker is not over a distance of guvi etzba, then according to the Rambam, it's right. According to Rashi, it's shero. V'yesh machshirim beheker o yisede kolshu. If according to the Rambam, it would betray if the heker is a mashu less than over the size of Tarfidose. So it's treif. So normally, if there is no hefset merube, we should pass like the Rambam. But if there is a hardship situation, and when we pass like the Rambam, when we are matriv, there would be a big loss, so then we can pass like Rashi. Pass like Rashi. What is it? That's in the length. In the length of the sedek. The length of the sedek. Right. So the Una Tachteino Shel Yimin, so is Darko Lies Al Obo Barucho Mi Uno Emtzois Gam Hiyeis Agavua Mishal Smei Vimidvuko Liumo
ואם הדבוקו מאומו לגמרי, רק שנראה, הקה סימון מאילו במוקים שראו לי יסעונה, מקרה הקה הרוקשר. ועודים, אם ניקר שום סימן אחר, שניקר הוא נקצס, ואפילו הקה עוד יסימפי, דטוב, הרוג לי יס ביונה. There is a tube, you see here, this here the tube that comes inside the unen. So if you can recognize it through the tube, ואפל הקה על די סימפן הרוג לי יסעונה, היא נמצא שם סימפן מוקים הרוג לי יסעונה, מקרה הקה. So it doesn't make any difference what the earmark is, as long as there is an earmark. So it's kosher. וכל אלה הדבורים בהתקינו משארינון אחר שנופרו הרי, משום מבחיה הבאימו הרי הנפוחו. In other words, when we determine on the basis of a heker, so the criterion is whether there is a heker in the lung when the lung is inflated, not when the lung is uninflated. Because b'chaya habeimo, the lung is always inflated. So mele, all these things, the heker, is whatever is considered the heker, so it's a heker in an inflated lung. Suppose in inflated lung we don't see any heker, but in an uninflated lung we see a heker, then it's there. Yesh emrim dibidoyim utloyim ein lehatrif im lenim tzu unes afim buloy heker usher eklal di hoche ribisaye viuchaye dibiktanes leslo uch shemizgad lehim yidei lo unes badai. So, because he showed me Maharaj, he was a big expert in that. So he said that when do we need a heker, whether a heker over the size of a tarfedose, or a hekamashu, as Rashi says, that is only in Beimis Gases, or even Beimis Dakes, grown up. But in Gdoyim Utloyim, in kids and in young lambs, so even if we don't find any heker between the ume and the une, or between one une and the other, and we find just one big piece, and that absorbed all the unes, without any heker, it's also kosher. Why? Because that's the mitzvah, that many young lambs or kids have no heker between one une and the other, or between the ume and the une. Masheinkein beimizgases, or even in dakes. But older lambs, so it's not normal that there shouldn't be any heker. So maybe if there is no heker, so then it's like in bitzadecho shel areya chasei ro'u na'achas elo shebeseifu uma shebeisi atzad hoi so brito deilo kmo yune af al pi she derech ho'une isli yisruch ezu lezu ikan ho'umo mafsek en reyem kshem. Now the normal thing is, you have one une here, you have one une here, and you have one une here, and this is mamish parallel. This une is mamish opposite the anilusa de brot, the rose line, and then you have the madalon. Suppose, that's normal, but suppose